Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here again the words of St. Paul from our epistle reading for today. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Some of you may have inwardly snickered upon hearing this command from St. Paul. Always? He can't be serious. It's not possible to be joyful all the time, is it? After all, look at our preacher of repentance, St. John the Baptist. In our gospel reading for last Sunday, he found himself in prison for telling Herod that it was wrong for him to take his brother Philip's wife. So to Paul, the one who urged the Philippians to rejoice always, what did his life consist of? Imprisonments, countless beatings, ridicule and constant rejection, sleepless nights, most likely some form of depression. The people he labored so strenuously to teach God's word, much of the time disappointed him. Just think, for instance, of the problems in the church at Corinth, from sexual immorality to abuses of the Lord's Supper, and even Christians taking one another to court. Paul's own authority as an apostle was constantly challenged throughout his lifetime, and, we might add, is still called into question in our day. The list could easily go on. So how, then, can Paul, who experienced such great suffering, seriously command the Philippians and us to rejoice always? Is this command given to us out of jest? Is St. Paul setting a bar so high that no one can reach it? To our modern ears, it may seem like the case. But let's take a step back for a moment and ask the question, what is joy? Commonly, we equate joy with happiness. So then, according to this way of thinking, one is happy or joyful when suffering is non-existent. Only when you're in good health. Only when you're living comfortably, not pinching pennies, living from one check to the next. In short, only when you have what you want, when you want it. And how often, if ever, does that happen? However, this is not how Scripture defines joy. In fact, often in God's Word, joy is described in a stark contrast to this understanding of happiness. What the world describes is happiness. It's a feeling that comes and goes on a whim. It's based off of your current circumstances at a specific time. So then, if things are going well, you might be happy. Although, given our greedy nature, that's not even always a valid prerequisite for happiness. Because there's always something better. There's always something more that you could have. However, there is no doubt in the world's thinking of happiness that when things are not going well, happiness cannot exist. It's far off, a fairy tale at best. Take, for instance, if you've ever really desired something, perhaps the latest iPhone or whatever technological instrument may have just come out, and thought to yourself, once I have that, then everything in my life will be well. Only to receive it and see that moment of happiness pass away in the moment of weeks or possibly even days. This is an example of happiness. It's based off of a specific circumstance at a specific time. You may be happy once you acquire that item, but that happiness will soon fade away. Whether that's because the item breaks or fails, or you simply get tired of it. Or, in this case, a better model comes out. Joy, on the other hand, is quite different. One who is joyful can experience happiness, but as opposed to happiness, one can even experience pain and suffering, perhaps even sadness or depression, yet still remain joyful. This is because joy considers the greater perspective in spite of your circumstances. Unlike happiness, which fades based off of one's specific circumstances at a given time, joy runs much deeper. In spite of the normal ebb and flow of life, joy can remain a constant thing. You may then be starting to see how St. Paul's command to the Philippians is not so outlandish after all. How even someone like St. Paul, who suffered greatly and often, could rejoice always and command others to do the same. However, you may still question what the key to rejoicing always is. And the answer is found at the end of our epistle reading in the short preposition that St. Paul includes, in Christ Jesus. So how can we be joyful always? Simply put, when we are in Christ. In Him, we can rejoice always, despite our circumstances. This is because despite death all around us, despite illness, despite the loss of loved ones, not much money, or whatever your cares and your concerns in this life may be, we know the end of Christ's story, and therefore, we know the end of our story. We know that to all the suffering of this life, God has given a purpose. That all of this suffering and pain is used by a gracious and loving God who sent His only Son to bear our sins in His body on the cross. Seen in the fact that through that suffering and death of the innocent Son of God, He brought about the salvation of all men, the greatest good that there can ever be. And after His suffering and death, He also rose, giving us courage to take heart. For although we experience trouble in this life, He has overcome it. And because He has overcome it, and by virtue of your baptism, you are united in Him, you too will overcome it. St. Paul actually goes on after our epistle reading to explain this secret of joy in probably one of the most misinterpreted and misquoted Bible passages of our day, when he writes, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret to facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." The Christian life is not promised to be an easy one. It isn't as if we may have heard by some preachers, "your best life now." In fact, you can be quite certain that anybody, any preacher or teacher who says this to you has not been sent by God. Rather, the Christian life is often full of sorrow and suffering, of hunger and rejection, of ridicule and mocking. But despite these, we can be joyful in knowing that we have been made one with the body of Christ, and that we are preserved in His body through the frequent reception of that same body and blood. And so then in this reality, we can fix our eyes on Christ. For although He died, He also rose. Though He was ridiculed and mocked, though He suffered greatly and innocently, He is now exalted at the Father's right hand, where He continually pleads for us. So rejoice always? Yes, it's possible. And it is given in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.